what is going on today? In those 6 years since you had that interview, mm-hmm. what has transpired that has either confirmed your opinion of baseball's management or improved it?
Well, my opinion of Bud Selig and the situation in baseball overall has definitely improved since 1999, 2000, 2001. I think Bud has to be given credit for doing some things right. Baseball's revenues have never been higher. He did manage to get two consecutive collective bargaining agreements without a work stoppage, and in the case of the most recent one, there wasn't even the remote threat of a work stoppage, so you didn't have all the negative publicity surrounding the game. These are significant steps forward in a sport whose whole labor history is just filled with constant turmoil and work stoppages and whatnot, so he gets credit for that. And within those deals, you had improved revenue sharing and the luxury tax, which certainly doesn't cure all of baseball's economic ills, but it reduces them. They don't have competitive parity, but they have something much closer to it than they had 5 or 6 years ago. And when you couple that with teams like Oakland and Minnesota doing a better job of using their limited resources, you have not the kind of parity that you have in the NFL or even potentially in the NBA, but something much closer to parity in baseball. And one advantage, even though I've been critical in some respects of the postseason format that baseball has, one advantage that three divisions and a wild card gives you is that teams can occasionally catch lightning in a bottle. If they're in a so-so division, they might win it, or they might sneak in every now and then as a wild card. And once they get there, they might luck out and win a best 3 out of 5 against a team that's really stronger than they are. So all these things, which have all happened under Bud Selig's watch, including interleague play, there's probably too much of it, but generally it's a pretty good concept. All these things have been to baseball's benefit, and Bud has to get credit for them. On the other hand, there's still some things I have problems with, like how in the heck can you attach home field advantage in the World Series to the outcome of the All-Star game? That's such an obvious and cheap and cheesy gimmick, and everybody sees through it, and it's done for one reason, which is to try to minimally improve Fox's rating on a Tuesday night in July, so I don't think there's much integrity to that, and there are other things that I could be critical of, but overall...
Bob, let's talk about ratings. Let's go to the heart of it, too. Let's go to the heart of media today and the thing that compromises journalistic ethics and the producers' decisions on what to and what not to cover. That first game of the World Series, we had Eric Burns on the show with his wonderful haircut, I might say, mentioning that baseball needs controversy, that the ratings were at an all-time low. What's wrong with baseball?
I don't think there's anything, or not, at least not much, fundamentally wrong with baseball. But the culture has changed. It's a big event culture, a short attention span culture. And a baseball playoff series takes 7 games to play out. It's not one game like football at a time of the year when people tend to be watching television. If you compare World Series ratings to NBA playoff ratings, they're still much better. Even though it's at a time of the year when school is in session, talking about baseball's postseason, and when the other networks have launched their new programming. So if you look at it in the context of modern television, it's not so bad. Are the World Series ratings lower than they've ever been? Yes. But do those World Series games win the ratings each of those nights? Are they the most watched shows on television? Yes, they are. And if you cobble together all the television ratings over the course of the year with all the games that are on locally, all the games that are on Fox or ESPN or on superstations, many, many more people are watching baseball, and just as importantly, many, many more people are attending baseball games than ever before. In the so-called golden era of baseball, when you and I were kids, a team considered itself successful if they drew 1 million, wildly successful if they drew 2 million. Now almost every team routinely draws 2 million, and many teams draw 3 or even close to 4 million, plus you've got all the additional marketing and other sources of revenue, all of which has happened under Selig's watch, so you got to give him credit.